Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hi girls, welcome back to the podcast. I know it's been a while since, it's been a few weeks since I've made an episode. I've been kind of MIA because I took a much needed mental break for my well-being. But before I get into that, I want to say hello and welcome to all my new listeners that I've received recently. It's funny because right as I was getting all of these new subscribers and these new listeners and I was building more momentum, I had to go MIA and I had to take a break, and I felt a little bit of worry because here I am building momentum and then all of a sudden I needed to take a break. But nonetheless, I am so grateful for all of you listeners and for every single person who has ever messaged me or reached out to me, supporting me, just being so kind and so positive and so lovely. I just want you all to know that I'm so appreciative of every single message, every single play, every single share and shout out. I am so, so grateful for each and every single one of you, more than you possibly can know and understand. But just thank you so much for all of the positive feedback that you've given me and all of the love and support. It really, really does mean so much to me. I don't know why I feel so out of breath right now. Maybe because it's been a while since I've recorded an episode. Anyways, I just really wanted to say that because I've been away for a while and I've been going through some things, and I just needed to share how grateful I am for each and every single one of you. So in today's episode, I am going to be talking about why I've been away, kind of what's been going on and what I've been going through, as well as how to deal when life seems to be falling apart and nothing seems to be working out for you, and how to break out of a negative vicious cycle, as well as learning to let go of the victim mentality and taking back your power and rebuilding yourself and your life. But before we get into all of that, I wanted to share my glow tip of the day. And my glow tip for today is to stop thinking that you have to be there for everyone all the time. What inspired this glow tip was the other day I was kind of bombarded by messages from people just, you know, venting to me, telling me about their issues and their problems and all of that stuff. I made the mistake of responding before I did my morning routine, before I took the time to really center and ground myself. So right there, I made the mistake of putting others before myself, and that ended up throwing me off for the rest of the day because I didn't take that time to center and ground myself. And with everything going on in my life, which I will get into, that was a really bad decision on my part. So throughout my day, as you know, I was interacting with people, I felt myself feeling very agitated and irritated. And I kept replaying the same egotistical thoughts of, oh my gosh, everyone always comes to me for their problems all the time. Everyone is so annoying. I'm tired of everyone. I'm just gonna like cut everybody off because everyone just comes to me to vent about their issues. But I had to take a step back to realize that I wasn't really annoyed at these people. Who I was really annoyed at was myself. Because people come to me with their problems because they know that they can. And for my friends listening, I want you to feel like you can come to me with your problems. because that's what friendships are about, right? So the problem isn't that people come to me with their problems. The problem is me thinking that I have to drop everything and be there for them in that very moment. Because the thing is, no one is forcing me or you to respond to your to these messages. No one is telling you that you have to listen to everything they're saying or you have to put someone else's needs above yours. No one was telling me this, yet I chose to respond to these messages before putting myself first. And I also chose to continue these conversations even though I hadn't made the time for myself and I had a lot of things to do. And instead, I was choosing to sit down and reply to someone going through something and then getting annoyed. And it's not their fault at all. It is 100% my own fault. I can choose to not respond right away. I can choose to wait until I'm in a better space to respond to them. I can choose to work on myself first and then make time for others. I can choose those things, but I just didn't because I have this idea in my own mind that I have to be there for everyone all the time. And then when I do that, I end up sabotaging myself and feeling irritated and agitated and being somebody that I don't want to be because I didn't take care of me first. I feel as women in general, we've been programmed to be completely selfless beings, to put our needs last, to worry about every single person and thing before ourselves. And I'm calling bullshit on these things. And it's something that we as women need to change. And I think that we are, but we can work on it a little bit more. How can we show up and be the best version of ourselves for others if we're not even doing that for ourselves? Yes, society has put this pressure on women to be, you know, selfless beings, but I think that we also put the pressure on ourselves. So that is my glow tip for the day. It's to stop thinking that you have to be there for everyone all the time. Stop thinking that you have to be everything to everybody. You can be a mom, you could be a wife, you could be a girlfriend, you could be a friend, daughter, niece, whatever, but you are a soul being first. And if you want to be the best mother you could be, the best wife, the best girlfriend, the best coworker, employee, whatever, if you want to be the best in that way, you need to show up for yourself first. All right, so girls, as I mentioned, I took a little break from creating content, from people, from life, from everything in general. Honestly, it's because life, God, the universe, whatever the fuck you believe in and whatever you want to call it, has put me through it. Through it these last few weeks, and I would say like the last few months, honestly. But the last few weeks has been pretty bad. Personally, in my own personal development journey, I feel like I'm always going through these little battles, these little phases, and these little cycles where I'm always learning lessons. And it's because life is all about growth. It's all about progression. And for the most part, I feel I'm even through these obstacles and little challenges that life may throw at me, I'm still able to maintain a pretty positive mindset. I'm still able to, like, you know, keep things afloat through all of the trials and tribulations. But girls, let me tell you, the last few weeks and has been one of the hardest and darkest times in my life. And when I look back at my life, I can think of three very distinct times in my life that have felt very dark. The first time was when I moved out of my parents' home because there was a lot of drama around that and I felt very alone in that chapter of my life. The second time was when I lost my best friend, and the same day that I lost my best friend, I found out a boyfriend of mine had cheated on me. And so, like, it was like I lost two best friends on the same day, and that was a very dark time in my life as well. And the third time is this recent phase in my life. And pretty much this time around, every shitty and awful thing you can imagine happening happened to me within the last few weeks. And I entered this just really dark state where I just felt so overwhelmed, so helpless, and just so stuck. Just to kind of give a little gist of how things have been going for me, I'm someone who thinks, you know, staying in bed past 6 a.m. is oversleeping. I don't like sleeping in late. I don't like being lazy. I enjoy waking up early and I enjoy being productive and getting things done. Like, that's just the kind of person that I am. And during the last few weeks of my life, I couldn't even get out of bed until at least 12 p.m. I couldn't get out of bed to pee, to brush my teeth, to wash my face, nothing. Like, it was like I was paralyzed. And I was crying every single day. I was having mental breakdowns every single day. It was bad, you guys. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that every single day for the last few weeks, something new kept coming up. It was like incident after incident, situation after situation, just like bad thing after bad thing kept happening, and I just felt so mentally exhausted and defeated, honestly. And I'm not sharing any of this for anyone to feel sorry for me or anything like that, but I'm just sharing to like help you understand the severity of my situation, I guess. So a lot of bad stuff was happening, a lot of drama, a lot of just like fucked up shit, if I'm being honest, was happening every single day. It was just something else on top of another thing, and it was like never ending, and I felt like I was just drowning on top of all of this bullshit that was happening. And at a surface level, I was like, why me? Why is all of this happening to me? Why is life being this way? How? Why? Like, just what did I do to deserve any of this? And I was just in this complete victim mode. But on a deeper subconscious level, I knew deep down that there was a reason behind everything that was happening to me. There was a reason why the universe was throwing me curveball after curveball. There was a reason for all of it. Life was falling apart because it needed to fall apart. I didn't realize it then, but obviously now I see things a little bit more clearer. And what I want to say is, for anyone who feels like your life is falling apart, or life keeps throwing you curveballs, or just nothing seems to be working out in your favor, for anyone who feels that way, all I can say is, when life feels like it's falling apart, let it. Just let it all fall apart. Let it all happen. Just let it happen. And I'm not saying to just give up on yourself or to give up on your life or to just quit. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying, though, is to let go of trying to control the things that you can't control from happening. So what was happening was that when I was in this dark and really desperate space, I was trying to control things from falling apart that were not in my control at all. And this alone was causing me to feel stuck and helpless, because I was trying to prevent things from happening that were completely out of my control. And I think a lot of us, and I think for a lot of us, this is true as well. You know, we stress, we worry, we overthink about situations and people and circumstances that we have zero say over. And I thought, if I don't try and fix this, aka my whole life falling apart, then I'm a failure. But sometimes letting it all happen and letting it all go is the best thing that we can do for ourselves. And I was in this dark, helpless space because I wasn't allowing myself to surrender to it all. I wasn't accepting of the things that were happening. I wasn't facing things head on. I was looking at things from a victim mentality as opposed to looking at the bigger picture. I was trying to control, to manipulate, to keep things how they were. And the thing about life is, you can try and control, you can try and manipulate, and you can try and do everything in your power to have it, to have things play out the way that you want them to. But at the end of the day, you will always end up losing, because when you try and control and manipulate life, two things can happen. One, you can succeed in preventing something you want from happening, but this means you got in the way of God's plan and the universe's plan. So what that means is you are not living a life that is best for you, and you're never truly going to be happy because you're always going to feel the need to control things. And God and or universe or the universe's plan is always far better than our plan. So that's the first thing that can happen when you try and control life. The second thing is you waste your energy and time trying to control, and you lose control anyway, which in hindsight, it's not the worst thing that can happen, but it's very tiring to try and control things that are uncontrollable. That's kind of, I mean, I know I didn't really get into detail about all the crap that's been happening in my life, but I promise I just don't even want to get into it. But that's kind of where I've been mentally and emotionally for the last few weeks. And I know I'm not the only one going through things right now. I know I'm not the only one that will ever go through things. And so I'm just sharing my experience to bring comfort to anyone who may be currently going through something, who may be feeling the same. Maybe our situation is not the same, but maybe you're feeling the same emotions that I am. And I just want you to know that it does get better. And this was my intention with creating this episode, was to not only share that I go through shit all the time, but to also give hope to people who are going through things and let you guys know that it does get better. And so this is how I dealt with my life falling apart, and these are kind of like the steps I took towards dealing with everything going to shit, basically. So once I stopped trying to control everything from happening, I just let myself break down completely, fully, 100%, just break the fuck down. And what I mean by that is I immersed myself in all of the negative emotions and feelings that I was holding in for so long. And what this looked like was just basically me crying all of the time. So I cried a lot, I screamed, I yelled, I was angry, I broke my favorite curling iron because I was having I don't even know what triggered it, but I was having another mental breakdown as I was curling my hair, and I freaking broke my curling iron. I'd gotten into so many fights with my boyfriend during this time, and all of it was my fault, 100%. And I self-sabotaged so much. Some days I ate too much. Other days I didn't eat at all. I pitied myself. It was ugly, you guys. But this is the thing. I needed to allow myself to feel all of these things because they had been building up inside me for so long. And it got to a point where I could no longer keep them in, and they needed to be released. I needed to feel it all. I needed to face the truth of things and allow myself to feel what it was I was feeling, because that's all part of the process. And I think it's so silly to me that society thinks that being strong means not having emotions. It means not allowing yourself to be honest with yourself, or you know, trying to hold it all together even though everything is fucking falling apart. To me, that's not being strong. To me, that's being weak, because it shows that you're too afraid to face your own emotions and your own demons, and you're too afraid to face the truth. So what society views as being strong, to me, is actually being weak, because facing the truth, facing the ugly, facing the real, that is what takes strength and courage. And that, and facing all of that, is the beginning to everything else changing for you. In order to to be broken open to who you really are, your false self must be broken down first. And a perfect quote around this whole idea is from my favorite author, Rebecca Campbell, who wrote one of my favorite books, Light is the New Black, who I recommend that book to every single buddy. It's such a nice read. But anyways, in that book, she says that believe that your tragedies, your losses, your sorrows, your hurt happened for you, not to you. And I bless the thing that broke you down and cracked you open because the world needs you open. My advice for all of this is if you're in a place in your life where you feel like things are falling apart or nothing seems to be working out for you, all I can say is let them fall apart. Let yourself feel the emotions that come with it all. Sit with them, be ugly, be a mess. It's okay to not have it all together. And what I can say is that once I did allow myself to surrender, I think I sat with, you know, all of these feelings for like a week and a half or so. And then the next phase in the cycle began. And I believe that the sooner we allow ourselves to surrender and let things just happen, the quicker the process will be. Because I think a lot of the times we prolong the process by not surrendering. Because I think that a lot of the times we prolong the process by not surrendering. Once I had my little pity party, I then felt this innate feeling to get myself back up and rebuild. Because when you hit a low place in life, the only way to go is up, right? Because I let myself feel all that I felt, I was able to release them and let go of this victim mentality, which I want to get into next, of letting go of the victim mentality. So when you let go of the victim mentality, you can then begin to cultivate change and get out of this vicious negative cycle that you may be stuck in. So in the beginning of all of the bullshit happening, what I was failing to realize was that a lot of the things that were happening were a result of my actions, whether they were recent actions or actions from years ago. Either way, I created a lot of the chaos around me, and I was creating even more chaos by focusing on the negative, and then it became this vicious cycle, and I think a lot of us get stuck in this type of cycle. So I felt it was very important for me to talk about and help others understand this vicious negative cycle that we can get stuck in, because I see so many people living victim to their circumstances and are unable to break free from them because they are so stuck in that victim mentality. And I definitely used to be one of those people back before my whole spiritual awakening, but I was able to break free from it. But at the same time, the last few weeks showed me how easy it is to slip back into that cycle. So as I mentioned, one of the things I was failing to realize was that a lot of the chaos in my life was caused by me, whether it was indirectly or directly. It doesn't matter, because we manifest every situation, every person, and every experience in our lives. There are 12 laws of the universe, okay? And one of the laws, which some of you are familiar with, is called the law of attraction. That's pretty much the most popular law, but there are 12 laws of the universe. Another one of those laws is called the law of cause and effect. And what this law states is that for every effect, there is a definite cause. And for every cause, there is a definite effect. So what that means is your thoughts, your behavior, your actions, all of those things create specific effects that manifest and create your life as you know it. So basically, for everything that we do or say, there will be an effect. And for every effect that there is, there was a reason behind it. I hope that makes sense. And if it doesn't, just Google it. So once I was able to take a step back and analyze, you know, a lot of what was happening around me, I was able to like see the pattern and recognize that I had caused a lot of the chaos in my life in one way or another. And this is where accountability and self-awareness is so important if you want to break out of this negative cycle, because it can be so hard for people to admit that part of why shitty things are happening to them was because of their own doing. And I know for me, this was a hard realization to come to when I was younger, you know, before my spiritual awakening, because throughout my life, I had a lot of shitty things happen to me, and it caused me to have a victim mentality. So it only makes sense that it was hard to see myself as anything other than a victim to my own life. And it's so much easier to blame other people and the world for your problems and for how shitty your life is going and all of that. But as long as you continue to do that, you will never, ever, ever be able to break free from this cycle, and you will continue down this path of destruction, of chaos, of negativity over and over again. And so the first thing to do to ensure that you break free from this cycle is to understand you are not a victim, and everything we do or say does have an effect. And keep in mind that effects can take place years from now. For example, one of the things that happened to me recently was because of an action that I took years ago. It was like 5 years ago I did something, and now I am reaping the effects of that action that I took in my presence. So just because you take a horrible action today or you say something, it doesn't mean that you will immediately see the effect of that action you took. It can happen years later from now. So that's just, you know, something to keep in mind. And the second thing that I mentioned was that I kept focusing on the negative, which was creating even more negativity in my life, because what we give our energy and attention to grows and flourishes. And again, this goes back to having that whole victim mentality. When you see yourself as a victim, you highlight all of the bad and all of the negative stuff in your life because it validates the story that you play in your head. And that's what happens to a lot of us who have a victim mentality. It's not that we want to play victim, it's because it's that mentality has been embedded deep in our subconscious mind, and we feel comfortable there and we feel safe. And our egos want to keep us in a place that is safe and comfortable to us. When we do have this victim mentality, our ego focuses on things in our life that supports the story of ours. And this right here is probably, at least for me it was, the hardest thing to overcome, because it requires you to go against what you truly believe about yourself. And for me personally, to be able to shut down this voice in my head, I had to shut everybody out and go within and really ground myself. So if you think about it, all day we are constantly being bombarded with ideas and thoughts that are not really ours. Whether we get it from our friends, our family, social media, society, TV, everything. And a lot of these thoughts and ideas are not necessarily positive for us or self-serving. So during this time, you know, where I was going through all of this and I just felt completely a mess, if we're being quite honest, I decided that my main focus was to ground and center and find myself again. So what I did is I deleted my social media apps. I stopped watching TV, which I don't really watch TV at all, really. But I, you know, didn't watch any TV. I didn't really talk to people or communicate with anyone really. And I'm grateful at least to have a job where I can work, where I work from home. And so I really wasn't forced to communicate with people, and I was easily able to disconnect myself from people. And I just really focused on being by myself, with my thoughts, and really just, I don't know, like really just go within and figure out like what the fuck was happening in my life, why it was all happening, and try to understand from a higher perspective other than the victim perspective that I that I had been seeing things from. And I know this might be a little bit extreme for some people, but it was what was necessary for me. But at the same time, I know it isn't realistic for everyone to be able to disconnect from the world. So my tip for grounding yourself, if you know you find yourself in the same position that I was, is to try to spend at least the first, I would say, 10 to 15 minutes to yourself, whether that's reading, meditating, listening to a podcast, journaling, working out, whatever it is that you want to do to reconnect with yourself, do it. But just dedicate the first few minutes to yourself. Finding your inner peace is so important, but especially when everything around you is out of your control, because what you always have control over is yourself. And my other tip for grounding yourself is to check social media a little less throughout the day, especially if you notice it's impacting you in a negative way. I know for me, sometimes all it takes is one ignorant tweet to piss me off. And when that happens, I know it's time to put my phone down. It's time to disconnect, and it's time to reconnect back to myself. Because if I'm allowing a simple, stupid, ignorant tweet to piss me off, that means that I have lost control over myself. I also suggest that, you know, maybe take a yoga class once a week. Restorative yoga is so relaxing and so grounding, and I love doing restorative yoga at least once a week to really center and ground myself. But if that's not possible for you, you can also find amazing yoga classes on YouTube, and it's free and it's convenient, and you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And it's 4:44 right now. My angels are around me. Lastly, of course, just try and check in with yourself throughout the day. There are apps that you can use, or you can just simply use the reminder app on your phone to just remind yourself to ask how it is you're feeling. Because I feel like so many of us are constantly on the go, constantly busy and running around and doing things that we allow ourselves to burn out. And by the end of the day, we're completely just dead. And because we're so tired, we don't take that time for ourselves. And so there are so many other ways to ground yourself. But honestly, it only takes a few minutes of checking in with yourself and being present. And being present and being mindful is what's going to help you break free from continuing this negative cycle. What I found to be true was the moments where I was centered and grounded, when something, you know, shitty happened, instead of me giving into my ego like I was doing by saying, you know, oh my God, life sucks, see, all these horrible things are happening to me and things like that, I was actually able to take a breath and be like, okay, what happened was annoying, it sucked, but what can I really do about it? And if the answer was I can't do anything about it, then I just would let it go. And as you build this practice of mindfulness, situations become easier to handle and easier to let go. So that's kind of my two cents on how to break free from a negative cycle. But of course, I know, you know, I want to say that some situations may be more extreme than others. And if you're in one of those situations that is more extreme, I always suggest talking to someone, preferably someone who is not a friend, someone like a therapist, a counselor, a spiritual teacher, a priest, whomever you feel comfortable with. And if it's really serious, you know, to the point that you want to hurt yourself, please, please always seek professional help. And I just need to like put that in there, because I know not every situation is the same. So basically, once all is said and done, and you know, you go through the motions, you kind of let things happen and all of that, it's time to focus on rebuilding yourself, your life, whatever it was that fell apart, And this is kind of where I am right now with everything going on. I'm like in the process of rebuilding myself and all of that. And basically, my circumstances haven't changed at all. Things still are kind of falling apart, but the reason why I feel better about everything happening is because my perspective around everything has changed. I truly feel more calm, I feel more at ease, and I feel more grateful for this time in my life because I know something great will come of it. So I'm just taking things day by day. I'm not pressuring myself at all to create content, you know, the way that I was when I was 100% okay, because I'm definitely not there yet. And I would say I'm like 75% there, but I'm still not completely there. And I'm just listening to my intuition. I'm doing what feels right. And if some days what feels right is rewatching The Hills online all day, then so be it. I am not going to beat myself up over it. I'm not going to pressure myself. I'm not going to push myself, because I tried doing that earlier in this whole process and it completely backfired on me. Like, I thought when I surrendered and I allowed myself to like be angry and mad and whatever, I thought that I was okay, and I tried to like be back on 100, and I wasn't. I had to like take a step back and let myself still process those emotions. And what's important to keep in mind is that when things have fallen apart or when things get rough and stuff like that, it is going to take time to rebuild. So don't rush your process. When you think of building a home, do you want the people working on your home to rush the process for the sake of being done and put together? No, of course not. You want things to be done the right way, right? You want things to be solid and strong. So instead of rushing your process, focus on rebuilding a more solid and sturdy foundation. And that foundation is your mindset. It's your beliefs and how you handle situations and your perspective. It's the inner you. And it's the home within you. And if you want your outside home, aka your outside world, to be put together and strong, then your inside world needs to be strong as well. That's kind of where I am right now. I'm rebuilding my inside world. I'm, you know, rebuilding my mindset, my beliefs, and all of that, making sure that I'm as strong as ever. And I'm just being patient with myself. I'm being kind. I'm making sure my mindset is where I want it to be by feeding it self-serving and positive things, which means listening to podcasts, positive YouTube videos, and things that are like helpful and informative. And I'm honoring my body more by working out, doing yoga, being healthy. And I'm basically focusing on the things that I can control right now, which is my mind, my body, and my soul. And I'm allowing every single thing in my life to play out exactly how it is meant to. And I have faith in that all is working out in my favor, because it truly is. And that is what I want to leave you girls with, is that we will never ever be able to control outside circumstances. We won't be able to control if we lose a job, if our partner cheats on us, if someone in our family dies, if we're robbed, if people like steal our identity, or whatever like shitty thing may happen outside. If it is outside of you, you can never control any of that. But what you always have control over is your mind, your body, and your soul. And the moment that you are able to surrender to all of the bullshit happening outside of you and focus on within and being strong within, the smoother the process will go for you. That doesn't mean that everything's going to be perfect and everything is going to be easy and all of that. No, but you will be able to handle difficult situations better. And that's kind of what I've been seeing for myself, you know, comparing where I was a few weeks ago to where I am now. Like, I feel so much better, even though things outside of me haven't necessarily gotten better, but they haven't gotten worse either. And I feel because I've been like working on my mindset and my perspective, things are slowly starting to get better. I hope, you know, for anyone who may be going through a difficult time or you feel like everything's fucking falling apart, just know everything is happening exactly how it is meant to. Exactly how it is meant to, in the perfect way, in the perfect order. And when all is said and done, and you look back on your path, and you look back on your journey, and you look back on how everything happened, you will understand. And I promise you will have a moment where you're like, oh, I get it now. I understand why I had to go through what I did. I understand why that situation had to happen the way that it did, and why this and why that, and you'll understand. And in the meantime, while you're going through it, just rest assured that the universe has your back, that God has your back, that life is not going against you, even when it feels like it is, because trust me, I have been there. I promise you, it isn't. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited to begin creating more again, but when it feels right, of course, no pressure here. If you have any requests on future episodes or anything like that, please feel free to like DM me on Instagram or email me. I am open to all and any suggestions. And as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.